St. Cloud State University's Women's Center and other activists on campus are having a demonstration about women's rights and justice. Bennett says what the purpose of this demonstration is.
Today, March 2nd, the Supreme Court hears the case Whole Women's Health v. Hellerstedt. And so we're demonstrating in solidarity with folks across the country who are also demonstrating to bring awareness to this case and why abortion access is a critical public health issue, to support the idea that all people deserve accessible and affordable health care, including abortion care.
She details on the case the Supreme Court is having today.
This is looking at Texas's Health Bill 2, which was passed in 2013, which is considered a TRAP law. TRAP stands for Targeted Regulation of Abortion Providers. So what it's doing is it's a part of a number of different types of laws that target abortion providers and require them to have all of their building standards up to the standards of surgical centers. And while that sounds like that is an effort to provide safety for women and to hold up high standards for women's healthcare providers.
But Bennett says it's not necessary to have such steps.
Really, when you consider it within the context of TRAP laws in general, which also include things like mandatory counseling sessions, mandatory waiting periods, and mandatory ultrasounds, whether or not those things are medically necessary, typically they are not.
As an activist, she expresses her opinion about this law.
We're seeing that what it's really doing is it's a political ploy to target abortion access.
She says what the law would do if the Supreme Court approves it.
So if this law is enacted right now, it's on hold per the Supreme Court hearing now. But if it is upheld, that means that in Texas specifically, 75% of their current abortion care providers will be shut down. Texas is a huge state, and only having a small number of abortion providers limits in an extreme way the accessibility. Again, this is really about accessibility of abortion care.
Mohammed Najafian, KVSC News.